You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
Yet he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him, fight for truth. The battle begins now.
I've been preaching about repentance from sin.
That's right. Muhammad was a pedophile who dabbled in cross-dressing and some light necrophilia. You don't know Jesus Christ. You need Jesus. You know, I heard Allah Akbar. I'm waiting for the explosion to fall on next. Does anybody have any kicking going on in their shirts? It concerns me because Islam is the most violent religion that has ever existed. You lie to make your religion sound good. Allah is called the Great Deceiver, and God calls Satan the Great Deceiver. Muhammad couldn't even read or write. Muhammad had sex with a 9-year-old. He married a 6-year-old. But like a gentleman, he waited till she was 9 before he slept with her. But he did thighs with her beforehand. He made her wash his clothes at a semen stage. That's the man you follow. That's the man who you want to emulate. You should emulate Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became flesh to die for our sins. His blood can wash you clean. You don't have to desire children anymore. You don't have to worship a false god. You need the true God. Allah is Satan. Muhammad is the false prophet. Muhammad took Satan's name. And if you don't repent and turn to Jesus Christ, you're going to burn in hell along with your false prophet, Muhammad, who was also a power bottom, who let a bunch of black jinn ride him all night long. Shame on you. You need to go back to Saudi Arabia, get your disgusting, filthy, suicide bombing butts out of America and go back to where you came from. Your religion is nothing more than a political ideology masquerading as religion to take advantage of our religious freedom laws. We will not allow the Islamization of America any longer. Turn or burn. Turn to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Muhammad is dead. Muhammad's in hell. Muhammad can't save you. But
now I'm walking you through some thinking. Okay, go to the next one. So how many of the 963 people were unarmed? How many do you think were unarmed? Here we go. Go to the next slide. So here are the numbers. You said 400.